Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Well, ancient peoples imagined the world as having three zones: the heavens above, the earth beneath, and the waters under the earth. The waters under the earth that bubbled up in springs and ponds and in the seas. They often spoke of how in the first days of the world, all was simply the waters before the coming of land and sky. And the Israelites agreed. We know the first verse of the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the face of the waters. But of course, the story then goes that God binds together the waters into their places, and especially binds them to that place underneath the earth. And yet, beneath, in the veiled realm of what the Israelites called Sheol, the netherworld, the waters splashed and coiled in the darkness. They writhed with rip currents. They surged. They swallowed. They were the void. They were the abyss. They were the swells of the dark armies, the burgeoning bubbles of cancer, the silent waves of forgetfulness. These waters were the realm of the dragons and the sea monsters, the mother serpent Tiamat and her brood. And Israel's poets imagined the dead falling like stones through these terrible waves. Down, down, down went the deceased, past the slithering worm to the roots of the mountain. And in this dark land, none could hear or speak. The watery grave gobbled up all. And we can still feel the truth of these pictures in our bones. We feel the solemn connection between the chaos waters and death. So often the swirling waves break over our own heads. The torturous cracks in our lives open up onto a spiraling abyss of pain. And in this unstable realm, we feel the suffering of dead relationships and our own serpentine stupidity. And then there is that numbing cold, the numbing cold of those whom we have lost. They are gone, dissolved, it seems, in silence, swept up in the dark armies, the burgeoning bubbles of cancer, or the silent waves of forgetfulness. And this morning, we remember Dot, our friend, our family. We remember her sitting in church on the epistle side, about four pews back. We remember her standing to sing, her hat bobbing ever so slightly to the melody. We can hear her English accent harmonizing a bit. And we remember the little bowl of cat food outside of her door for all of the strays, including Scout, apparently. And we remember her smile as she told stories over tea about her children, about her late husband, and also about her beloved father. And now Dot is gone, hidden from our eyes. On June 22nd, the waves of death swept over Dot. And with the Israelite poets, we may imagine Dot falling like a stone through those terrible waves. And our hearts crack at the thought of her slipping into silence. But it is just here that the Holy Spirit puts a finger to our trembling lips. Behold, in the midst of the chaos waters, in the midst of those swirling torrents, God has founded an unwavering rock, a primal stone of stumbling, a cosmic cornerstone. The triune one has built his tabernacle, his temple, at the very gates of death. And suddenly we see Dodd again, there in the fourth pew, standing, her English accent harmonizing a bit. Harmonizing with a vast host that surrounds her. And she sings the song of Psalm 27. The Lord is my life and my salvation, my yeshi in Hebrew. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid? One thing have I desired of the Lord, which I will require, even that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the fair beauty of the Lord, and to visit his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his tabernacle, yea, in the secret place of his dwelling he shall hide me, and set me up upon a rock of stone, a sure place in the midst of death and chaos. You see, 23 days ago, Dot did not drop down to the roots of the mountains. She does not go down that way. She does not slip past the slithering serpent. Her mouth does not close in fearful silence. No. Dressed in her Sunday best with her jewelry, Dot steps onto a rock, a steady place in the midst of the waters of sin and death. And before her is the beautiful God. His hair dances like white fire. He is Dot's light in the darkness. He is her salvation, her yeshi, her Yeshua, her Jesus. His blaze drives out all of her darkness and inner fears. For the God-man has slain death. He has plundered the watery realm. His mighty steps are in the waves. And where he treads, there is no sea. All of this strangely because in himself, the blessed Jesus is the rock of stumbling and stone of offense to sin and death. His body is the immovable tabernacle. And so on June 22nd, Jesus reaches out his hand to Dot and takes her to the rock that is higher than all of us. Jesus takes her to himself, into his eternal life, to await the resurrection of the dead. And so now on that rock, Dot joins the company of those who have gone before her. She slides into the fourth pew. Her hat bobs ever so slightly to the melody. And her voice swells with the heavenly hosts. I will sing and speak praises unto the Lord. Hearken unto my voice, O Lord, when I cry unto thee. Have mercy upon me and hear me. My heart hath talked of thee. Seek ye my face. Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Oh, hide not thou thy face from me, nor cast thy servant away in displeasure. Thou hast been my succor. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. And it is just here that Dot turns and looks at each one of us. She offers her testimony from the rock of ages. She smiles as she chants out her prayer. I should utterly have fainted, but that I believe verily to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. O tarry thou the Lord's leisure, and he shall comfort thine heart, and put thou thy trust in the Lord. Right now, Dot sees the beautiful God in his temple on the rock. And in his presence, all is light and song. all is love. And so neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate dot from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. She stands on the rock of ages. And that is good news, for He is gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.